You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, tomorrow night here, you can get the preview show for the Browns. Of course, you can tune in to that with Ken Carman and Gerard Cherry right here on ESPN 850. And, of course, all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. Matt, your impressions of Johnny Manziel. I was very impressed. Professionalism, he's always great in these settings.
Correct.
Let me just preface that.
This is my first one-on-one.
So what did you think?
I was impressed with the fact that by looking at his face, you could tell that he was, you know, and that's why the questions that I asked were all embracing the leadership, embracing being the guy, you know, embrace and just going out and having fun. You could tell that it's like, as he even mentioned towards the end of the interview, that, you know, I was just bouncing around out there. Like, the shackles are off. You know, there's no ball and chain, you know, associated with him starting in the NFL, because every start that he's had thus far has been because of an injury. He's never, you know, his play has never been outright good enough to start. And so there's a sense of fulfillment with, you know, his journey through being drafted number one, the hype around him as Johnny Football, you know, this offseason and what that meant to him personally. And now to enter a second season, to still not be the guy, and to your point that you constantly make, to see Bortles and to see Carr and to see Bridgewater starting other places and succeeding and growing, and yet, woe is me, I'm over here in Cleveland losing football games, sitting on the sideline. And you, so there was a sense of charisma and energy about him, even coming across so docile and professional on the radio.
And certainly, I could see a sense of confidence from him that was different than what I've seen before. Not in terms of, he was always confident in his abilities, but I feel like he gets it a little bit more in terms of what it is to be an NFL quarterback. Now, if I had my druthers, he's staying here all weekend and he's watching film and he's doing everything he can.
He said he may or may not.
And I understand that, you know, if he wants some time off, he's certainly entitled to that. But you did get a sense that I think he has a little bit more of an understanding of what it requires to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League.
And to that same point, and to continue to expound on it, is what's at stake? What's at stake for him? Because how he plays over the course of the remainder of the season could create the platform for him to be in the same situation to start the season next year, to be the starter, not be in a competition. If he proves it now, so if there's a lot at stake for him professionally, and given this time, and that's what I said all along, last week after the Bengals game, you know, this week knowing he was going to be the starter, point to the bye week. What do professionals do with their time away from the game? And that's why I didn't say get out of town when I asked my question. I said step away from the game of football, because there will be a day, two, or three, and maybe not for Johnny, who's the quarterback starting, you know, solidly for the first time, but where you will not watch football, you will not think about football, you will not watch film, you won't, because this is your one time a year to not do it.
So is that typical?
Yes. 100%.
Like, you don't know any you never played with anybody who would, in the bye week, wouldn't, it's just, they're still, so for those
yes, 17 weeks,
they're just all football all the time.
There's not. No.
It's interesting.
For guys, I know for me, when I was in San Diego, I went to Puerto Vallarta for 3.5 days. I flew up to San Francisco from San Diego.
Did you go to Pee Pee's and get a margarita?
I might have. I don't know. It's a blur.
It's a big margarita.
But fly up to San Francisco and enjoy the Bay Area with my, you know, fiance, girlfriend, wife, you know, whatever it was at the time. And just, I don't care what games are on Sunday. I don't care who wins or loses. I don't care, you know, if I'm not having an injury, I'm not nursing an injury. I'm healthy. I'm going to Fisherman's Wharf. I'm going to Alcatraz. It's your one opportunity a season for no football. Because, for Johnny included now, after given this opportunity here in Cleveland to, once he's back in that building, the switch is on and is at full voltage for the next 6-7 weeks.
I'd be giddy. I'd be so excited. I'm excited for him. I want
to
watch
you have
tape.
To be.
I want to watch tape on his behalf. I'm so excited.
Send him an email.
Let's go.
Hey.
Let's go.
Here we go. Manziel at Cleveland Browns. That's not it. Don't send an email.
216-578-0850. I know you guys have your reactions. Want to hear what you guys think first. Let's go to Eric in Akron. Eric, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to call in real quick to tell you guys really love the show.
Thank you.
Recent convertee from another program station there in Cleveland. I don't need to mention the name.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have
you guys. You're doing a great job.
Class thank you.
Act. And I thought it was pretty funny. To hear Johnny's starting now today, and this is the second time I've heard him on your guys' show, and just kind of funny. Nobody else can get him. You guys have him, and I just think that's a testament to what a class act you guys are, and just how much that separates you from those clowns that are on after you guys.
Well, thank you. It also helps that we are the Brown Show, and we're correct. Here in Berea. Not to say that it was a great get, but they also trust us to.
They do trust us, but there are times, you know, where situations that arise that we have to play, you know, within certain parameters, and things aren't so freely available.
Right.
Because at 2-8, you buckle down and you start to hate. Hate's a strong word. You start to dislike the world around you because sometimes it's so negative that all you can do or want to do is associate with yourself, meaning coach to coach, player to coach, player to player, that you don't want to be so open and free willing to, you know, expand and show. But I think for the Cleveland Browns at this point, how many times have we discussed that our number one draft picks over the last couple of years are just not putting in the performance? Well, the guy that you selected to be the franchise quarterback in the first round last year just got named your starter. It's something to be proud of. What he does with it is on him.
And something to be excited about. And you're right, the pressure that's on him. If he plays well, he has an opportunity to solidify that job. If he plays poorly, there's a good chance the Browns are selecting a quarterback with one of the top picks in the 2016 NFL draft. So, yes, I think you're right about that. There is a lot kind of on that and on him today. I was pleased with his answers. I do sense a different level of maturity, confidence, and I think, more importantly, understanding of what it is that he has to do in his role. And I think he is very fortunate, and I will tip some caps to him, to Josh McCown, for the professional that he has been on and off the field for this organization, what he has done in his ability and his desire to help Johnny Manziel's progress. And it's genuine. It is genuine. I saw him on the sideline. I've seen him in the halls. It's genuine that he cares about Johnny's success in a way that I have not seen other quarterbacks do so.
And I think in some cases that Josh McCown this late in his career, if Johnny Manziel does, you know, turn out to be a franchise quarterback and have a storied career for many years to come, Josh McCown, a lot like Kevin O'Connell, are integral part of the development of Johnny Manziel to become the guy that he may be one day. And the other thing about it, when it comes to Josh McCown, I think Josh McCown, who's been, you know, a laundry list of other places, has an extreme amount of pride for the city of Cleveland and the Cleveland Browns for taking a shot on him and handing him the football and the keys to their ship to start this football season. And it has not been ideal. And I think even though he's not the starter, as I mentioned, you know, prior to Johnny's interview, he's going to return on the investment they've made in him by being the leader, you know, the vet, the pro, and help Johnny along the way, and in some cases, when healthy, be one play away.
Yes, indeed. All right, when we come back, we're going to get your reaction to Johnny Manziel being named the starter, 216-578-0850. And of course, your reaction to his interview. What did you think about what he had to say here in the Dog Bowl live on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford?